There was a comparison that I thought was really interesting in your reporting from a computer science professor at Northeastern talking about the early days of the automobile. And how that compares to the early days of tech companies and social media companies and why they need to be studied. Can you talk a little bit about that comparison?
Right. So the argument there is that it's parallel to drug safety and to cars, where it's important that independent researchers be able to figure out, you know, how safe the cars are, how they could be made more safe. You know, you expect, I guess, Detroit automakers to do some of this research themselves. But they obviously have skin in the game, and you need university professors or others who don't have skin in the game to really look closely at these issues and bring them to light, and that helps the regulators decide what to do. It's just how things have worked, and they've saved a lot of lives. I think it's increasingly clear that that's needed for tech companies. These are sort of loaded, powerful weapons, in addition to being a place to catch up with your, you know, high school friends or enemies. The EU is going further in regulating this sort of thing. And it doesn't mean they're going to tell people what to say. You know, you want the academics to be able to get some of the data, which is getting harder now, from these companies, and draw conclusions about how this stuff works.
But Joe, your reporting has highlighted a kind of tension here, right? That there is this expansion of the field of study around tech companies and how they work, whether they're safe, how they could be safer. But in many ways, that research is being funded by tech companies. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. So this is fairly subtle. A comparison that keeps coming up is the tobacco industry. And the tobacco industry poured tons of money into research about nicotine and about how, you know, cigarettes work. And increasingly, you know, back then, but also now, you know, university professors are scrabbling for funds in order to get published and get tenure. So you turn to the industry for things. That's happening in tech. It's happened in a very big way. And it wasn't really subject of scrutiny until much more recently. It can be a conflict of interest if a company will fund something like, you know, how a community is brought closer together by, you know, Facebook groups or something similar on another network, but they won't fund an investigation into, you know, the spread of fake news and how it gets accelerated.